Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, October 2nd, 2019. Fight for your freedom. Big day today, big news day. If you missed it, I'm glad you're here. We'll put it into perspective in a fair and honest way. Number one, it was Pelosi Schiff versus Donald Trump. That's what this day was. So the Democrats announced, and we all knew it, that they're going to fast-track impeachment. They believe that even though there is not going to be a conviction of Donald Trump in the Senate, unless there's more evidence that comes out, they'll damage him for the election, which will be held in 13 months. That's the belief on the Democratic side. However, if you pay close attention to what I'm going to show you and tell you, Donald Trump began to turn the tide in his favor today. And I think that this whole impeachment circus is going to damage Joe Biden, number one, more than anyone, and two, strengthen President Trump. The reason is that the overarch reason for impeachment is an alleged interference in the upcoming presidential election. The Democrats submit to you that Donald Trump's phone call to the Ukrainian president was made to help him win re-election and damage the Democrats. That's what the impeachment will be based upon. But there is more than enough evidence to show that the phone call was made in Donald Trump's capacity as the chief law enforcement officer of the country, because the Justice Department is investigating the campaign of 2016 and Ukraine's involvement in it. And that investigation has been going on for months. So Donald Trump called the new president and says, please cooperate with the Justice Department, with Rudy Giuliani, the president's counsel, who's amassing information. Do me a favor, please cooperate. Now the Democrats have put a heinous spin on that. He threatened him. No evidence of threats. Certainly the Ukraine president doesn't feel he was threatened, and the transcript doesn't show any threat. There's no evidence of withholding money. The Ukrainians got the money. So it's all about perception. Did the president of the United States try to influence the upcoming election by using the help of a foreign nation? Very flimsy and shaky. And Trump addressed it today. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Okay, let's do some mail. Richard, concierge member, and we might know we are recruiting concierge members. You get direct access to me, and it's a little more expensive, but it'll save you thousands of dollars if you're traveling or anything like that. You ask me all kinds of questions, personal questions. Like, look, I'm going here. What should I do? And I'll tell you, and I'll save you dough. All right, so Richard says, great podcast, Bill. I've said it before, the media is the enemy of the people. Do you agree? I agree that the American media is corrupt, as President Trump said today. Now, is corruption the enemy of the people? Yeah. But it's a difficult theme because there are some good journalists. Bob Woodward is one of them. Now, I don't agree with Bob Woodward on a lot. He's a Democrat, works for the Washington Post, not an honest paper. But Woodward made the point on liberal television yesterday that if this is all the Democrats have, a phone call, there's not going to be any meaningful impeachment process. Woodward will say stuff like that. So guys like that are honest. But overall, press is not. Marc-André Garreau, Ontario, Canada. I'm in the process of reading United States of Trump. I really enjoy it. It's informative, but reads like a novel. Your best book yet, in my opinion. I have a good friend in Australia. How can I get him a copy? Amazon, I believe, ships to Australia. Amazon.com? You got to pay that shipping, but if you like your friend, we can get it there. BillO'Reilly.com. I think we ship overseas. I'm going to find out, but Amazon and us, between the two, you'd get it to them. Stephanie Bonds, Flower Mound, Texas. Or you could just buy the book in Ontario, slap it in a Canadian postal pack, and ship it over yourself. That's probably the easiest way to do it. Stephanie Bonds, Flower Mound, Texas. I'm a very proud owner of a pre-ordered personalized autograph copy. The United States of Trump received it the day it was released. Couldn't put it down. Insightful and cleverly presented. Decided to take your advice and have my ladies' book club members pick up their copies and we'll discuss it. Perfect. This is what I want everybody to do, Stephanie. Read the book. Get four or five of your friends. Doesn't have to be a formal book club. And say, look, let's read this book and let's discuss it. Fun night. A little wine, a little Dr. Pepper, you know, have a few laughs. And if you want to come see me, I'm going to be in Palm Desert, California, Phoenix area, Mesa, Arizona, Huntington, Long Island, Boston, Massachusetts. I'll give you info on that in a minute. And that's what we're going to do in those shows. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, here's my final thought of the day. I was on Hannity Radio. Very good back and forth between me and Sean today. And we got to post it on BillO'Reilly.com. I think you'll enjoy it. But one of the things I'm seeing in the United States of Trump, and I didn't know this was going to be true, is that the people who like him are liking the book. I didn't know whether that was going to happen. Now, the people who don't like him aren't saying much. I'm not getting condemned. I thought I might, but I haven't so far. A few smear merchants, but those are you're always going to have. However, one thing did disturb me. There is a Barnes & Noble in my town on Long Island. I walked in there last night, couldn't find the book. It was hidden. It's the number three selling book in the Barnes & Noble company. Couldn't find it. So I said to the woman, behind the counter, you have Gladwell, Hillary Clinton, and the woman from MSNBC's book prominently displayed. They're not close to me. Where's mine? Couldn't explain it. That's what happens when ideologues run companies. That's not an accident. And that store, they, when I wrote the Killing Books, they had my books all over the place. But this one, because Trump is on a cover, they don't want to put it out. Costco doing a real good job. The others I'm not so sure about, all right? But a lot of that shenanigans is going on, a lot of it. And you ought to know it. Now, the United States of Trump is a massive bestseller. I can't complain. And I'm doing a lot of radio because TV won't have me on because they know that they're not covering Donald Trump honestly, and I'm going to expose it in the book. I have exposed it. And then, you know, what are they going to do? This isn't Abraham Lincoln. This isn't General Patton. Okay? So anything that gives Trump a fair shot, you're not going to see that on TV. But radio has been very good. And even the radio hosts who don't like Trump, their questions have been fair. And that's a real good sign. I'm real happy about it. We'll see you tomorrow.